Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High and the little sanctuary that Yah has set for His people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 1907 Vine Street. And we give an all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yahweh? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens and earth and sea and all that in them is. Yahweh is the savior and the redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praise to the Holy One of Israel. And this is nothing but the truth. And I would like to say shalom to all of our family that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, our Elohim. So, what will we be discussing this evening? Well, What we will be discussing this evening is who's Israel's hope? Because a lot of our people, they haven't been awakened out of their spiritual sleep. A lot of our people are still entrapped in the gross darkness that we've been placed in for disobedience. And there's a vast majority of our people who have been awakened to know who they are and have been awakened to be familiarized with who the Most High is. But when it comes to the action, when it comes to the verbiage, when it comes to your everyday goings and ways, you have to look and measure up the actions by, do you know who your hope is? And the vast majority of our people, even those that have been enlightened to know who they are, they just don't know who their hope is because they're not putting their trust in the one who says he is our hope. And who is Israel's hope? And why are we disconnected from our hope? When did this take place? When did this start? Well, Yahweh has left in his laws and his testimonies, various testimonies to be left to let us know exactly why we feel like we don't know who our hope is. Why we feel like our hope is lost. And we're going to begin on this journey. If you turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, I'm going to begin reading in the 10th verse. In Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, verse 10, it reads, well, I'm going to start at verse 9 so we can get a full gist of exactly what's taking place. And it reads, this said unto me, and this is Yahweh talking to the prophet Ezekiel. He said, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, O son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four winds and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Oh, they say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we are cut off from our parts. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. So, as we see, and as we have read, until Israel hears the word of Yahweh, our hope is lost. We are cut off from our parts. So the very essence of our being, the very essence of our existence, it relies, it is predicated on the words of Yahweh. That's why Yahweh said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, and the 3rd verse, he said that he suffered us to hunger and he fed us with manna so that we may know that man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of Yah does man live. Because the manna didn't rain down until Yahweh spoke and commanded it to come down. And we didn't eat until Yahweh gave us permission to eat. So we wasn't living by the bread. We wasn't living from the water. We wasn't living by the dainties. We was living by the words of Yahweh. So when you're void of the word of Yahweh, I don't care how much euphoric your life may be. I don't care how many riches you may have. I don't care how many cars you may have in your driveway. And I don't care how famous, how much fame you have amongst the people. Until you have received the word of Yah, until you know, believe, and understand that Yahweh is Elohim, you forever feel like your hope is lost, that you are cut off because all the money can't purchase your heritage. All the cars in the world can't drive you to salvation. None of these things are in existence without the word of Yah. So without the word of Yah, surely we'll feel like our hope is lost. And not only do we feel like our hope is lost, but we're cut off from our hearts. Because Yahweh has said out of his mouth that darkness has covered the earth, but gross darkness has covered the people. So why are we in the conditions that we're in today? Why is it that Israel can't look you square in the face and tell you who their hope is? Well, because we've been cut off. We're in gross and utter darkness. And it's Yahweh that has said that he will pull us from out of our graves, not man. It is Yahweh that says that he will bring these parts back together, these bones back together, not man. But until Yahweh speaks it, it doesn't exist. And why are we in this condition that we're in today? Why do we feel like our hope is lost? Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 59th chapter. Because undoubtedly, a vast majority of our people may feel like they got other nations that they have to blame. The reason why we're going through so much oppression. They may feel like they have to blame each other. Why is this taking place? Why is it when I hit my knees and pray to the Most High, I don't seem to have my prayers answered? I can't seem to find good success. What is taking place? Maybe Yahweh is so disgruntled at our rebelliousness that he just refuses to hear us. Well, you're not completely incorrect. Matter of fact, you're on your road to being correct, because Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 59th chapter, and I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. And Isaiah 59:1 reads, "Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, and your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue have muttered perverseness." So Yahweh is not hearing our prayers and our cries today. It's not because Yahweh is being mean-spirited. It's not because Yahweh is just being haughty. It's not because Yahweh is just saying, yeah, whatever. Yahweh said our sins and our iniquities have separated us from the Most High. And when we bow and spread our hands to the Most High, our hands are full of blood. Our works are full of iniquities. But what they're not filled with is with the works that Yahweh has commissioned us to do. You want to know why you're in gross darkness. You want to know why your bones are cut off. Why you feel like your hope is lost. Well, all you have to do is look at your works. All you have to do is look at the works of our people. And undoubtedly, that's the answer. We have it consecrated. We have it dedicated ourselves to our works to the Most High. And I'm speaking of those that haven't been awakened. And I'm speaking of a lot of our people who have been awakened. Because even being awakened, you could get too haughty. You could get prideful. And you could think that it's all about you. And that salvation is not coming to the people unless salvation is coming to you. And you can have that mind that the Christ of the New Testament had. The New Testament is being quoted that said he didn't think it robbery to think that he was equal to the Most High. Well, if you have that mentality, if you have that way of thinking, then surely your hope is lost. Because when you can't deliver yourself and when you can't deliver your people, you're going to think that the Most High has forsaken the whole earth. Well, really, the Most High may just have forsaken you because of our actions. But Yahweh is letting us know his ear isn't heavy. His eyes aren't dim. He sees the plight of his people. But our sins and our iniquities separate us from the Most High. And how does this separation look? How does it look? Well, Yah has left it in his book to show us how does this look. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. And in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I will begin reading at the 47th verse. In Deuteronomy 20 and 47, it reads, "Because thou serve not Yahweh your Elohim with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore shall you serve thy enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed you. And Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand, a nation of fifth continents, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." So you want to know how a man can come and murder a 16-year-old young man, a 17-year-old young man, and not only get off of murder, but can get fame off of this? You want to know, then turn around and sue the family for the young man he done murdered for $100 million, for defamation of character, for falsifying evidence when he was going around signing autographs for the same thing that this child was found murdered with? Well, because Yahweh put us in the midst of a nation that have no regard towards the young. They don't have no regards to the old. They murder the elders just as well as the young, murder the youth, because they don't see no separation. They don't see no reverence. They don't see no holiness. All they see is just a people whom they have hatred and indignation for. And Yahweh has placed us in this plight because of our sins and because of our iniquities. But from the outside looking in, if you don't know this, it will be understandable that you will feel like your hope is lost and that you're cut off from your parts. But these are a result of rebelliousness. And here it is, you will have people today tell you that you can't keep the laws of Yahweh except you're in the land. When Yahweh said we didn't serve him with joyfulness, gladness, for the abundance of all things before we got in the land, we didn't do it when we got into the land, and we're not doing it now that we kicked out of the land. So we didn't do it at these points, then when exactly can we do it? It makes no sense. There's one law. There's one manner of law. And as it was brought out the other night in Psalms, the 19th chapter, it says the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of Yahweh are sure, make it wise to simple. The laws of Yahweh are perfect. So how can you not keep perfection? I don't care where you at, you can keep perfection. Because you know what makes it perfect? The word of Yah. You know what makes it perfect? The works that Yahweh has put before us. The earth is Yah's and the fullness not in thereof. Not just Jerusalem. Not just the land of Canaan. The entire earth and all that is in it belongs unto Yahweh. So why would you think that righteousness only comes from a geographical location? Well, you only feel that way because your hope, you feel like your hope is lost. Because baby, you done tried to do good. You done tried to keep the law. But the more you try to keep the law, the more resistance you face. Well, many of the afflictions of the righteous. Yahweh didn't say that this walk is going to be easy. Yahweh didn't say that this walk is going to be flawless. Yahweh said, walk before me and be thou perfect. Because these are the works that we are to show to the Most High. But when we refuse to do it, and when we refuse to do it, we got punished for it. And this punishment seems like it's everlasting, that it's never going to end. Well, you only feel that way because you feel like your hope is lost. But Yahweh said this in the book, in the same chapter, Deuteronomy 28 and 68. It says that Yahweh shall see you, shall bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you, saying, you shall see this, you shall see it no more again, and there you shall be sold unto enemies, for bondmen and for bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. So I don't care how much you vote. I don't care how much you march. I don't care what organizations you get with. No man going to be able to buy you out of this oppression. No man is going to be able to buy you out of this plight. Matter of fact, they going to take the same ones that's downtrodden and make them seem like they the biggest criminals on the face of this earth. Isn't that what they doing in the media today? Isn't that what they doing to our people on social media today? You think that the other nations had just been living in peace and harmony, and we just came along with just violence and chaos? Well, without the word of Yahweh, that's exactly what brought in violence and chaos. So the people that dwell in the world and they have their enemies ruling over them, they feel like their hope is lost. But not so. Turn with me to the book of 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. And in the book of 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the 12th verse. 2 Kings 6 and 12 reads, and one of his servants said, none, my master, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel tells the king of Israel the word that you shall speak in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore, send him thy horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the service of the man of Elohim was risen early and going forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Yahweh, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And Yahweh opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto Yahweh and said, smite this people, I pray you, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Yahweh opened in the eyes of these men, that they may see. And Yahweh opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, there they were in the midst of Samaria. So Yahweh left this as a testimony about the prophet named Elisha. And this man was a man of Elohim. Being a man of Elohim, you see the type of honor that they gave to this man, because they knew that this war was far out of their hands. They knew that this matter was far above their pay grade. So they had to send for a messenger. And they said, we need a messenger of Elohim to come and stand in the gap, for surely we'll be destroyed. Because this nation that we're facing against, that we're going against, is far more greater than we. And when the servant came forth, when the messenger of Yah came forth, he had to not only reveal unto the king that he was surrounded by chariots of fire and the service of Yahweh. But he had to reveal unto them what nature that they was in when they got there. Because when you don't have hope, and hope comes from the Hebrew word tikvah, which means to expect. So whenever we went to war, we expected to be victorious, but not when you didn't, your hope wasn't Yahweh. Whenever we tried to put our hands and become rich and prosperous, we expected to become rich and prosperous, but not when your hope is not Yahweh. And when you went to go seek, you wanted you a virtuous wife. And a virtuous wife wanted her a faithful husband. But you don't receive those things when your hope is not Yahweh. See, without Yahweh in the equation, Yahweh is the equation. Without Yahweh, your hope is lost. You don't know how you're going to win this war. You don't know how you're going to get this money. You don't know how you're going to be a family man. You don't know none of these things because all these things have been ordered by Yahweh. And when you don't know Yah, and when you're not, your servitude is not dedicated to Yah, then you'll feel like your hope is lost. And until Yahweh reveals himself unto you, your hope is lost. You are cut off because Yahweh is the Elohim of our existence. And without Yahweh, we don't exist. Without his words, we don't live. So when you don't know these things, of course you'll feel like your hope is lost. But at least the kings of these times, they had sense enough to say, look, this thing is far above us. We need to send for a man of Elohim. Give him horses. Give him chariots. We're going to roll out the red carpet because we need a messenger from Yah. Well, look at today how the messengers of Yah are treated today. Is the red carpet rolled out? No. Matter of fact, the vast majority of our people will even deny that the messenger of Yah exists today or has ever existed. So now you see when we face these plights, why we feel like our hope is lost, why we feel like we're already going into a battle that we're going to already lose, because we haven't let the Most High go before us. And this is how you become in the condition of feeling like your hope is lost. But who's Israel's hope? Well, let's continue reading further, and let's see. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 28th chapter, I will begin reading at the very first verse. 1 Samuel 28:1, it reads, "And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare, to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, you and your men. And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore will I make you keeper of my head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of Yahweh, Yah answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets." And I'm going to stop right there, because if you're familiar with this story, this testimony, you know what happened. Saul sought a woman that had familiar spirits, and she was even afraid to give him this vision because she know what he had did. But that when he was obedient, But this is what happens when we become disobedient. Yahweh will not talk to the rebellious. Yahweh would not speak to the hard-hearted. Yahweh would not speak to the proud. That's why Yahweh said he hates pride. That's why the scriptures say the fear of Yahweh is to hate pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. Because why do we need to hate these ways? Because Yah's not communicating with the wicked. Yah's not communicating with the evil. Yahweh is not communicating with the proud. And because Saul acted proudly before Yah, Yah removed his spirit from him. And he wouldn't even answer him by the Urim, nor would he answer him by prophet. He had totally removed his word from being heard to this man. And you see the limbs that he went just to get a prophecy. He had this woman that dealt with familiar spirits wake up the soul of Samuel, the prophet. And Samuel said, man, why you wake me up? Well, surely as Yahweh liveth, you and your sons will be joining me tomorrow. And our people are doing these same things today. They seeking after familiar spirits. They seeking after, and you like, I'm not seeking after familiar spirits. Yes, you are. They call psychics. These little soothsayers that say, look, let me read your palm, and I can predict your future. They tell you that you're sick, and you seek the physicians, but you don't seek Yahweh. They tell you that we're going to cut your check off. You're not going to be able to pay your bills and feed your family. And instead of hitting your knees and seeking Yahweh, you hitting your knees and seeking the advancement of man. Go through all these limps because you feel like without man, your hope is cut off. Your hope is lost. That it hasn't been Yahweh that's been providing for you all this time. It's been man. It hasn't been Yahweh that brought you back to health. It was man. And with this mentality, you dip further and further into the abyss of destruction. Because Yahweh has let us know plainly that we only living by every word that's spoken out of the mouth of Yahweh. This is the only way that we live. Now today, many of our people, they think that they already home. They think that they already in the promised land. So they want to proclaim things like a freed people. They want to put up symbols and flags and note to the world that we are the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And nothing wrong with that. But Yahweh said this in the book of Hosea, the third chapter. Turn with me there. In the book of Hosea, the third chapter, I'm going to read the fourth and fifth verse. And it reads, for the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image and without an ephod and without a teraphim. Now, y'all said, look, we're going to abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim. And the vast majority of our people are trying to reestablish all these things. They're trying to reestablish and make a king, a prince, a sacrifice, an image, ephod. They want to act like Yahweh restored it. But Yahweh said, we're going to abide many days without these things. And when will they return to us? Well, the fifth verse says, afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh their Elohim and David their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. So Yahweh said that afterwards, after we done lost all, after we done felt like our hope is lost, now we supposed to consider and say, look, the only way we're going to get these things back is we have to return to the one that gave it to us. We have to return to the Elohim of our forefathers. Then we're going to seek Yahweh, our Elohim, and David, our king. Yahweh said, and we shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. Now, who trying to get these things and establish it in the way that Yahweh has commanded and commissioned us to seek it after? You trying to get king and a prince and an image without involving Yahweh or King David. And these things take place with disappointment. When we try to seek these things, we get down. Morey Ashaya brought this out the other night as well. And our people are constantly, they predicate their religions on sacrifices. Matter of fact, the number one religion on the face of this earth is Christianity. And they praise this man and worship this man, follow after this man, and ridicule people for not following after this man, and will kill people for not following after this man, because they feel, or they was taught by their enemies, that this man was a sacrifice. And he sacrificed himself for the sins of the world. Well, not only does the book of Yah not testify to that, their own book, the New Testament, doesn't even testify to that. Because you read where this man cried teardrops the size of blood, trying to run from this commission that he was supposedly been born for. Now imagine him being awakened, and Yahweh say, your whole commission in life is to serve me. Your whole commission in life is to witness to me. And that may cause you to be thrown into the fiery furnace. That may cause you to be thrown into the lion's den. That may cause you to have to stand in the midst of another nation and proclaim the goodness of Yah. But that's what you commission for. And when you hear about the commission, and you say, okay, this is what I was born for, but then you read about this servant that was born for this, crying, teardrops, hitting his knees, begging and pleading to have this cup removed from him. This is total darkness that people are in. But our people are worship this idol, this non-existent thing of salvation to no one, not even to himself. They'll worship this fellow and act like he came to take away the curses that Yahweh has put before us. Well, first you have to understand the words of Yah. You're so caught up on sacrifices. What did Yahweh say about sacrifices? Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 7th chapter. Because that's what people say today. Well, how can you keep the Sabbath day? Where's your sacrifice? How can you say you serve Yahweh and keep the law? Where's your sacrifice? Where is your sacrifice? Well, what did Yahweh say about the sacrifices? In Jeremiah, the 7th chapter, and the 21st verse, it reads, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing I commanded them, saying, obey my voice. Hear my voice. And that's what Yahweh said in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, 4th verse. Says, Shema, Yisrael, to hear Yahweh's voice is to obey his voice. Because if you heard the voice of Yahweh, we're not doing what Yahweh has commanded, then we didn't hear him. So Yahweh said, this is what I commanded you. Obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But look at what the people did. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and the imagination of their evil heart and went backwards and not forward. And then it says, since in the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day I have even sent you unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their heart, but harden their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to you. And you shall also call unto them, but they will not answer you. But you shall say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, nor receive correction. Therefore, truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. So you want to know why we feel like we cut off from our parts? Why we feel like our hope is lost? Well, because we're turning our eyes and our ears from the very thing that is our hope, from the very one that is our part, that brought our parts together, and that's the word of Yahweh. That's hearkening unto the voice of Yahweh. So who is Israel's hope? Israel's hope is Yahweh. But you don't feel like Yahweh is your hope because you keep rebelling against his words. And you keep doing exactly what it said in the 24th verse. We walk in we didn't walk in this counsel, but in the imaginations of our own evil heart and went backwards and not forwards. Years ago, there was no controversy that Yahweh prophesied that we would be in captivity for 400 years. Now that we're coming, approaching the end of 400 years, now this is not the time. Now we never going home. We curse forever in America, in Babylon. Well, where did Yahweh prophesy that? Years ago, it was never no controversy when it came to seeking the word of Yah. But now it's a controversy left and right. When it came to seeking the word of Yah and not going after other books, the vast majority, well, there was a lot of our people, they believed this, and they hearkened unto it. But now today, our people going by all type of books. They going by all type of doctrine. When Yahweh already has told us that his book is lacking nothing. And he said, if you believe it, then seek out of the book of Yahweh and read. And the reason why it's more and more controversy is because we're going backwards and not forwards. Because we refuse to hearken unto the word of Yahweh. That's our hope. That's what brings the dry bones together. That's what have us stand as an exceeding great army of men. That's what brings these parts together, the word of Yahweh. And when we witness to the word, to the world, we witness to the word of Yahweh. It don't matter how awkward it looks to the world, how peculiar it looks to the world. They call us a hate group all they want. All we doing is confirming the words of Yahweh. And we don't got to scream at you. We don't got to shoot at you. We don't got to stab you. We don't got to do no acts. Because just the word of Yahweh alone brings down nations. Because that's your hope. But if you don't trust in Yah, if you don't believe Yah, then you will never confirm the words of Yah. And now you're going to be somewhere stuck wondering where your hope is. That's why Yahweh said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. And what are we discussing this evening? Who's Israel's hope? Who's Israel's hope? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Barack Obama? Was it Malcolm X? Was it Marcus Garvey? Was it Elijah Muhammad? Was it Buddha? Who is it? Was it Haile Selassie? Who's Israel's hope? Or is it you? Or is it me? Is Yahweh just taking his hands off and saying, look, I'm going to let you deliver yourself. I'm going to let you lead yourself. And then when I see that you can lead yourself, then I'm going to step in. Now, what type of backwardsness is that? Could you imagine going to a job and it's your first day at the job and they don't give you no type of training, no type of orientation? They say, look, just get to work. You'll figure it out. And then when you figure it out, then I'll come along and tell you what to do. You're like, wait a minute, that don't make no sense at all. But that's what our people are expecting today. And why they following after man? And why they thinking they don't have to go to no class? Why they think that they can just trust in the imagination of their own heart? They can just follow after the imaginations of their own thoughts. Why they don't have to hardly listen to nobody? All you got to do is listen to me. I'm the husband. I'm the wife. I'm the one that read the book. So all you got to do is listen to me. Well, Yahweh said this in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 5th verse. And he says, thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh arm and whose heart departs from Yahweh. See, most people will stop at that verse. And they say, see, that's why I don't go to any other class. That's why I don't believe any other teachings. Because I don't trust in man. But if you got a messenger of Yahweh in your presence, and they telling you what Yahweh is commissioning to tell you, then how could you not trust in that? You're not trusting in man, you're trusting in Yah. So it don't matter what you feel about that man, or what you feel about that woman, or what you feel about that child. If they come into you in the name of Yahweh with the word of Yahweh, then you have to hearken unto them. But if you don't want to hear the word of Yahweh, or you don't like the way they deliver the word of Yahweh, and you want to listen to this person, because I like the way they dress. I like the way they talk. I like the way the gold shine in their mouth when they smile while they talking. They talk that good talk. They always tell me I'm going to be prosperous. They always tell me that riches is right around the corner. They always telling me that calamity ain't coming upon Babylon because you got to get your house together. You got to get the cars you want. You got to get that Rolex you want, that chain you want. So Yahweh going to hold off all his wrath so you can get your dainties. Well, if you believe that and you follow after that, Yahweh said, cursed be the man that trusts in man, that maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departs from Yahweh. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the poor places in the wilderness, and a salt land, and not inhabit it. But blessed is the man. Now that's what happens when you follow after man. And you don't care about if they bring thus saith Yah. They just got to talk good to you. Well, Yahweh said you will be like a heath in the desert, and you won't even see when good comes. Now let's see what the blessed look like. It said, blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh and whose hope Yahweh is. Who's Israel's hope? Yahweh is our hope. So when Yahweh says it's time, the 400 years is almost up, it's not, it's special because Moreh Isaiah saying it, Moreh Ishah saying it, Moreh Nephtali said it, Moreh Obadiah said it. It's not special because we said it. This is what Yahweh is causing to happen. Yahweh is saying, prepare yourselves. Yahweh is saying, prepare yourselves because I'm getting ready to take you out of the midst of this nation. So you won't ignore it, but you'll be just like that heath in the desert. And you won't even know when good coming. You don't even know these tidings are good tidings. You don't even know that this is a good time for the nation of Israel coming up, even though we got a lot of hell that we got to go through. But at the end of it, Yahweh is going to shine forth his light. That's why he said, blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall the season from yielding fruit. So Yahweh is saying this is blessed is the man whose hope Yahweh is, that you will have to be careful in the year of drought. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. While everyone's drying and withering and fading away, you'll be nourishing and growing because your hope is Yahweh. But if your hope is not Yahweh, and you kind of teetering on the line, you kind of want to do right, but kind of want to be in society too. You want to be a Israelite until you get pulled over by the police, then you're an American. And now you know your rights. You want to be an Israelite when it comes time to get letters making you exempt from vaccinations and taking vacation time, but you want to be an American because, you know, you kind of want to go over to family house and rip up some Christmas gifts and eat a little turkey and, you know, you want to teeter the line. Well, let me tell you, all of that is just outright vanity. All of that is just deceit from the heart. And Yahweh let it be known in verse 9. He says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins, and I even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So Yahweh asked and answered the question all in one breath. He said, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And then come right behind and say, ah, Yahweh, I check the rings. I search the heart. And he given every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So if you done sowed a bunch of discourse and raised a bunch of hell, then that's what's coming to you. You done planted a bunch of righteousness, then that's exactly what you reap. Because Yahweh said he given every man according to his ways and according to the works of his hands. So if you think that you're going to raise all type of hell in Babylon and do all type of violent things in Babylon and disregard the words of Yahweh in Babylon and then march your way home, no, Yahweh going to give you according to the works of your hands. So you better say, look, I don't keep the Sabbath day. I work on the Sabbath day. And I done got a raise. Well, that's all Yahweh doing is giving you the works of your hands according to your ways. But guess what? When that falls, so do you. Because your hope is not Yahweh. And our hope must be Yahweh's. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Because for all of our people that feel like their hope is lost and that they got to behave themselves in the ways of captivity, that they got to walk in the imaginations of their own heart, that's the only way that they're going to get to the promised land. Well, Yahweh let it be known for a testimony. It didn't work for the kings. It doesn't work for you, and it's not working for me, for us to be rebellious. And this is the testimony that Yahweh let forth in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. And the 22nd verse reads, and Samuel said, have Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yah? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So the hearken to the voice of Yahweh is better than sacrifice. So you could bring all the animals you want to. You could bring all the sacrifices that you want to. But if you're not hearkening to the voice of Yahweh, Yahweh said, look, this is a vain thing you bringing me. Because I much rather you hearken to my voice. I much rather you hear when I speak and come forth and put forth your works unto the Most High. But look at what rebellious is this. Because if not keeping the laws of Yah, that's exactly what you're doing. You're being a rebel. And look at what it says for what rebellion is. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as the iniquity and idolatry. And because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, he have also rejected you for being king. So you want to know why our people are not prospering? Why people are not going in the ways of having good success? It's because they're rejecting the word of Yahweh. And the scriptures let you know rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So we're going to ignore what Yahweh has commissioned us to do. And what Yahweh is commanding us to do, then we might as well sit down and start casting some spells. Start studying after these idols, which is what our people are going off into doing anyway, because they're not hearkening to the words of Yahweh. But Yahweh said, look, if you just hear my words, you'll perform them, you'll do them. Then I'll know that my servants are listening. Just like a parent tells his child, or a parent tells her child, when I get back home, I want the dishes washed, I want your room clean, and I want your clothes put up. Now, when you come home and all these things are done, you're like, okay, you heard what I said. I got a reward for you because you done hearkened unto my instructions. But you come home in disarray, and it's even more clothes on the floor. It's even more dishes that's messed up. You said don't let nobody in your house. And now it's a house party going on. And you look and say, what you been doing? You just done rebelled on everything I commanded you to do. And you look your parents square in the face and say, man, I can't keep nothing you can do in this captivity. So I do what I feel is right. I do what I feel is best. Yahweh said this is just an abomination as witchcraft and idolatry. And this is why our people are facing the gross darkness that we're in. We have to stop rebelling against the Most High and start hearkening to the words of the Most High. Because when we rebel against the Most High and when we revolt against the Most High, we get placed in these situations time and time again. Turn with me to the book of Judges, 10th chapter. In the book of Judges, the 10th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. Judges 10 and 10, it reads, and the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh, saying, we have sinned against you, both because we have forsaken our Elohim and also served this idol. And Yahweh said unto the children of Israel, did not I deliver you from the Egyptians? And from the Amorites, and from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, the Zidonians, and the Amalekites, and the Maonites, did oppress you, and you cried unto me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet you have forsaken me and served the deities. Wherefore I will deliver you no more. I go and cry unto the deity. Go and cry unto the deities which you have chosen. And let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto Yahweh, we have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seem good unto you. Deliver us only, we pray you, this day. And they put away the strange gods from amongst them and served Yahweh. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. See, Yahweh's soul is grieved for the misery that this people going through today. But our people are serving all types of idols. They serving the idols of the heathens, and they serving the idols of themselves. But how long are we going to rebel against the Most High? For every moment that we rebel against the Most High, for every moment we disobey the word of the Most High, all we are showing is that Yahweh is not our hope. But Israel's hope is Yahweh. I can't tell you what America's hope is. I can't tell you what Egypt's hope is. But the sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh is our hope. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. You have to know that Yahweh is your hope, because you have to be focused on your works being dedicated to the Most High. And when you're not dedicated to your works being to the Most High, when you say that you can't keep the laws, when you say you can't make offerings unto Yah in righteousness, then all that takes place is this. The book of Proverbs 29 and 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. So if you say you can't serve Yahweh, you have no vision. If you have no vision, you have no hope. And if you have no hope, what is the reason to wake up every day? Every day to be awoke is to have hope in Yahweh that you be delivered from this misery called captivity. That we can be delivered from the rebelliousness of our evil hearts. That we can stop following after the imagination of ourselves and after the imagination of man, so that we can go home and not have to be up under our enemies, not have to be ruled over by our enemies, so that we can be ruled over by the true and righteous judge, and that is Yahweh. And Yahweh said, this is what he wants so much. Why won't we desire this? Because Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. It's the last scripture I'm going to go to this evening. In the book of Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading it. I'm going to read the 6th and 7th verse. And it reads, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. You that make mention of Yahweh, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. So Yahweh done set watchmen upon the walls. And we not giving Yahweh no rest. We going to praise Yahweh all day. And if we up at night, we going to praise him then too. Because we not trying to give Yah no rest until he restore Jerusalem and make it a praise in the earth. Because you not an American. You're not an African-American. You're not a Negro. You are a son and daughter of the Most High Yahweh, your Elohim. And the only reason why you have to subscribe to these proverbs and these bywords, the only reason why you have to feel like you got to put your trust in this false doctrine is because you truly don't know who your hope is. But for those who Yahweh have awakened, for those whom Yahweh have enlightened, for those who Yahweh done brought to his life, oh, we see that our parts are not cut off because our hope is Yahweh. So make Yahweh your hope and stand still and see the salvation of your Elohim. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
I'm not a king. My yellow jeans, like beans, he hurts. First commandment.
Have no other
second one.
Have no business.
Third one.